All right. You talk about somebody who's very fast. You talk about somebody who's very fierce in many ways. And now he's finally a champion on home soil. And after 6 long years of relentless grind, a lot of setbacks and unwavering belief, South Africa's very own Alwandes Khosana has shattered the drought and also roared back into the global scene in spectacular fashion. Well, in front of a very proud Johannesburg crowd on Monday, the African wheelchair tennis sensation dismantled Germany's Anthony Detmar with a ruthless 6-2, 6-love masterclass, powering his way now to his first singles title of 2025. Now, this isn't just a win. I mean, it's a statement. It's a declaration that Africa's champion is not done yet. In fact, it's only just begun. And that is why tonight we honor the warrior spirit and also celebrate the rise of a giant in wheels, Alwandes Khosana, the ITF wheelchair tennis. He is the future singles and doubles champion. Alwandes, thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening, Robert. How are you?
I'm happy. You know why I'm happy?
I'm listening.
I'm happy for you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your achievements. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Robert.
What does this signify for you, though? Because, I mean, he has your first singles title for the year, and also the manner in which you achieved it, straight set, 6-2, 6-love.
Well, this title means a lot to me. You know, this year started off so rough for me. I think this has to be the most challenging year for me, you know, especially after, you know, last year it was a Paralympics year, big year. And, you know, after the Paralympics, things just, you know, they were actually a bit worse for me. I didn't know what was next. And, you know, to actually have this title as the first one of 2025, it really means a lot. And I think it actually gave me motivation, you know, to continue doing what I do, what I love. And, you know, I would just say it gave me hope, because I felt like over the past few months, I was actually losing it a little bit.
Sure. Why, though? What was that feeling, and why did you feel like you were in that space?
Well, put Robert, you know, I think this is probably every athlete's story. We are facing, first, you know, a lot of challenges. You know, we faced a lot of challenges. And I think for me, you know, my biggest challenge is actually not having a sponsor to support me, to actually, you know, help me reach my goal. You know, as an African or the continental number one wheelchair men's player, you know, it's been tough for me to, you know, simple thing is just maintaining the program, you know, simple thing is training, because you need sponsorship for those kind of things. So after the Paralympics, of course, the support that I got was terminated, and then I was just left all by myself to figure out how I continue. And, you know, I, of course, had to be strong and, you know, believe in myself, believe in what I do. Continue the training, try to maintain what I can. And, you know, for me to win this title, it just doesn't only mean I need to celebrate it, but also just believe that, you know, I think there is something and I should continue doing what I do until someone, you know, comes and help me to get where I want to go.
All right, let's be honest here, Alwandes. When you say that after the Paralympics, the sponsor that you had at the time was then terminated, who was the sponsor at that stage?
It was actually a support that I was getting from the Sport Confederation, SASCORC. Since I actually won the African Championship in 2023, they came on board to support me. It was actually a program designed to, you know, support Paralympians and Olympians. And that actually helped me a great deal in achieving, you know, my highest ranking, which was 20 in the world. And I was only 4 spots away from, you know, getting or making my breakthrough in the Grand Slams. So they actually helped me a great deal. But after that, of course, the support came to an end, and it actually left me with no option to, you know, further my goals. But of course, like I'm saying, it was just a program designed for that. If maybe there was another sponsorship, I think it would have helped me to reach my goal.
But there's no outright sponsor. So if you were to be direct with me and I say, Alwandes, what is it that you need? I mean, what type of sponsor suits your career, that suits your profile that suits what you do on the court, what kind of sponsor would you need if there was an emergency and there was somebody who was willing to do that? You can name a product, you can name the sponsor, you can name whoever they are, but who would be ideal for you?
Well, of course, I think there's a lot of opportunities. And I think for me, knowing that tennis is one of the most expensive sports, and of course, since we don't have a lot of tournaments in South Africa, and as a top athlete in the continent, it requires me to travel to Europe every time that I need to play tournaments to accumulate the points that I need to improve my ranking. So, you know, I've actually seen a lot of companies like Vodacom, F&B, that have actually invested so much in sports, helping teams get to the global stage. And I think those are kind of sponsorships that I need that can actually believe in me, and also sponsorships that do have that kind of love for sports, that have actually shown that they're not just supporting, but, you know, they actually become a family with athletes. I think that's something that I need in order for me to actually get into, you know, the Grand Slams level.
One brand that you would like?
Nike is one of them. I think they've done a great deal in sport, and it's something, it's actually a brand I've also been looking for, and I think it just goes beyond supporting athletes.
All right, and you still remain number one on the African continent?
I still am African number one.
Sure. All right, don't go anywhere, Wendy. Let me take a quick spot break. We'll come back and we'll just talk one or two items further, and obviously just celebrate. And if anybody wants to celebrate with them, you can send us a WhatsApp voice note. Feel free to do that. It's not every day that we have champions of this magnitude. And of course, still to come, live in studio, Umthokozo Sidube.
Hashtag MSW, live now on 947, Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.
On the line, we've got Alwande Skosan, ITF wheelchair tennis, future singles and doubles champion, who's been chatting to me about, you know, the realities, I suppose, of South African sport, is that you can be number one on the African continent. You can be winning and beating Germans of high regard, especially with Anthony Detmar. 6-2, 6-love. It was a perfect masterclass, but still says that struggling when it comes to sponsorship. So what more needs to be done? And I know that all these shareholders, everybody that listens to the show will know somebody, will know a company or another who might not be aware, but they're looking for some form of alignment. That's as easily as I can put it. You will not regret it, trust me, because this man's dreams and ambitions do not just lie with what happened in Johannesburg. But it was a good feeling, Alwande. I can imagine having to lift that trophy in Joburg with your people watching, with the country watching, with us watching.
Well, of course, it was an amazing feeling, you know, especially to play on home soil after 6 years. So to actually play at home, it gave me such a good feeling, you know, having the crowd cheering my name, you know, having just knowing that I had all the support behind me. It gave me such a special feeling, and it just made the win even more special.
I mean, I remember you had spoken before about being underestimated. Did you ever feel that you were pretty much forgotten by the tennis world?
Maybe on an international level, yes, but I guess since I was actually the top seeded player in this tournament, I think everyone had expected that I was gonna do well. Maybe not sure about the finals against Anthony Detmar. I don't think anyone expected that kind of a final, but yeah, of course, I've been training very hard, and for me it was just to actually come to this tournament, do exactly what I do in training, you know, stay focused, be consistent and build up, and I knew if I did that correctly, the victory was mine.
We have individuals like Kutato Monchane, who is again a French Open champion. You know, she continues to defy the odds, and she always comes back home with the necessary silverware. But you would swear that nothing of that sort has ever happened in the country. You would swear that South Africa does not have a French Open champion. And that's what I don't ever understand. What do you think is the problem, though? I mean, how can a Khutatso, how can an Alwande reach a level where if you go outside of the country in high-profile competition like a French Open, etc., and you come back and you are a winner, you get the same sort of profile and excitement as a Trikas would do if he has to go and fight?
Well, honestly, put Robert, I'd be lying to you if I'll tell you what exactly has to be done. But it's really strange that we actually don't get that kind of respect in our own country. But when we actually go outside, we get so much recognition and so much respect outside of our own country. And I think, you know, the country still has to do so much in terms of respecting that, because being a French Open champion is not easy, I can tell you. You know, that's something that I also aspire to, you know, to achieve. And it really actually makes it sad for me as an upcoming, you know, athlete, to actually see someone like Hotato Montsiane and also Donald Rampadi achieving, you know, my dreams, but still not getting the right recognition and the respect that they deserve.
I mean, how can African countries better invest in athletes, though, living with disabilities? Because it boils down to that.
Well, I think it's something definitely that needs to be done. You know, as athletes living with disability, you have to remember we became champions of life before we became champions in life. So, you know, having to have someone that had to actually start a new life with a sport and actually excelled in that life, you know, you have to actually give that person the respect, because we still fail. We still face, you know, daily challenges of our own as just people living with disability, but also just, you know, having to accept that and actually go through all those challenges, but still have the determination to, you know, do well in sport and show the world that we are able, you know, we still have more abilities, more than what people see us on the outer appearance.
Well, we're happy. I mean, you've opened your 2025 account. What's next?
Well, of course, the second tournament started today. I actually won my first round. And after this tournament, I'm actually looking at going to Europe for my European tour, whereby I actually have to go defend my points in Belgium. So I have two tournaments in Belgium and one in Austria. But of course, that trip also had to, you know, I had to go seek for money there and there in order for that trip to happen. It was not easy to make the trip. But of course, thanks to SASCOP for actually giving me the grant this year, which was confirmed on the 1st of June, whereby they actually gave me some money for me to travel. And it was enough to actually make this trip.
Final question. What song was playing in your head when you won that title?
Abantwana Bakho by Young Stunna and Thato. I don't know. I think that song, I've actually been listening to that song for quite some time. And every time I listen to that song, it really touches me. Because, you know, like I said, you know, a few months ago, I also felt like I was in the darkness. And I was praying a lot, you know, just praying that God, you know, answers my prayers and actually brings a light upon my career. And, you know, winning that victory just felt like, you know, my prayers were actually answered. I even played it.
Yeah. Is that the one, sir?
Thank you.
But you're quiet now. Comes as feeling left out here. You're not part of the song now.
I think it's actually hitting me. You know, I'm becoming so emotional because, like I'm saying, it just felt like a response to all the prayers that I was actually praying for. So it meant so much to me.
Sure. It's a deep one, man. But you're not a bad musician yourself, are you?
Not at all. Not at all. Hustling for the bridges every night, I swear it's worth it. No agenda, every chain to get comes once like good enough. I'm just ripped on Eddie top. They gon' pull up. I'm an inspiration to my homies. Made it out of hood, but he got it.
You know who this chap is that's rapping here?
That's me.
That's deep, boss. This is crazy. Hey.
Thank you, man.
Okay, let me listen to it a little bit more. I'm a real you get a carp him. Keep on climbing to the top, I know option. Oh, this is flowing, man.
Wow.
So when you drop the record, you pick up the mic. It's as simple as that.
Well, yeah, I'm a man full of many talents.
When are you releasing, or has this been released officially? We had to dig deep, though. Don't ask us where we got it, but we've got it. When are you releasing it officially?
Soon. They just need to stay in touch. I'll be releasing very soon.
Hey, it looks like you're blushing there, boss.
Well, I didn't expect it, so it's such a huge surprise, but I'm very happy at the same time.
We are happy for you, Hawande. We are happy for your gifts. And on social media, where can people follow you? And obviously, that's where they'll also have access to your music.
Well, I'm on Instagram. I'm Alwande underscore Kosana without an I. They can also find me on Facebook, Alwande underscore C Kosana. And if they want to follow my music page, I have a separate page for that, which is Black underscore Cribo, C-R-I-I-B-O-H.
We're following you, sir. We're following you into success, whether it's on the court or in the music space. Thank you so much, man. Hawande, may you continue to shine.
Thank you very much, Good Robert, for having me.
I appreciate it, man. Wow, what a superstar. What a highly and immensely talented individual. So please do follow him. Alwande Kosana, the ITF wheelchair tennis futures and singles doubles champion. Also, a lot of you are not happy, though, with Denny Jadon's comment.
Safa is intact where? Safa is intact where? Ah, it's sugar. But I'm not
All right, we move from tennis and we hit now the deck as far as tonight is concerned. The beautiful game taking center stage once again as the Betway Premiership clubs hit the market like warriors preparing for war. And with the 2025-26 season kicking off on the 1st of August, the transfer window is wide open and the hunt for the game changers, the sharpshooters, the defensive generals is in full swing. Now, from last-minute bids to bold signings, from surprise exits, though, to long-awaited arrivals... Who's going to be spending big? Who's staying patient? And who's pulling off the smartest deals in the market? Those are some of the questions that I cannot answer. And that is why, to help us make sense of all this madness, the movement, the master strokes, we are joined by none other than the razor-sharp mind behind Farpost, the editor himself. We don't mess around, guys. We go to the top. The editor is here in studio, Umthokozisi Dube. He's got the inside scoop. I mean, he's been tracking the transfers. He's been talking to the agents, following the whispers in the war chests. I mean, he joins us live now to unpack all of this. In fact, he's been on the phone ever since he walked into this building talking to a... Who was the last coach you talked to? Who was the last coach
you were listening to our conversations. You see, you had your scorpions.
They lied to you that this is soundproof, these studios. I was listening. Who was the coach you were talking to?
I was talking to the former Safa TD, Walter Steenbok.
Steenbok.
And I was asking him the same question that I want to ask you.
Yes.
Who's buying Celtic United?
What did he say to you before I answer?
He said, I must hold on a bit.
Hold on to what?
He said, wait a bit. Something is
there was a song. Jody Watley used to sing a song, hold on to what you've got. We don't do songs here.
So then I said to him, no, it's fine. I'm actually meeting Rob in a few minutes. He's going to tell me.
I'll tell you something very simple. A very, very young businessman from Bloom has bought the status of SuperSport United.
Funny enough, he said the same thing, young businessman from, but he didn't say who.
Yeah, I know
but
who.
The most important question is the who.
I know who, but the thing is, he's not denying that the deal is done.
Okay.
I'm asking. He's not denying that the deal is done.
What I do know is that SuperSport has been sold,
yes.
Right?
For 50 million rand.
For 50 million rand. I think maybe 2 days ago, I think the PSL was waiting for the paperwork from the club just to complete the whole transaction. But what I didn't know was who this young businessman is. So the former TD does say, yes, the young businessman from Bloom. But who?
I'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm not at liberty to tell you now.
That's the reason I came here today.
No, but
I'll answer the other questions.
The one who's supposed to be telling us. So we can confirm as we start. I mean, that was the breaking news that one put out early this morning, yes. To say that the deal is done. SuperSport United sold, the franchise done. I suppose whatever else happened with them in the past and successes, yes. Is now a thing of the past. There's a new chapter. They still cannot call them Bloemfontein Celtic. And that is why they have to call them Celtic United.
Interesting. Very interesting, because I think a few months ago we were told that Eddie Modise bought the naming rights, the Bloemfontein Celtic naming rights, the businessman from Bloom.
Yes.
So now the Celtic United, you know, obviously caught my attention. I was like, okay, wait, is it the same person? Now that you are the second person saying it's a young businessman from Bloom, quite exciting.
because you can buy the rights and you can hold on to the name Bloemfontein Celtic.
Yeah.
It's meaningless.
Yeah.
It really
until,
is
until there
until
is a team
such time
that a team wears can that, be green and white strip.
Yeah. So Celtic United will wear exactly what Punya Sele Sele wore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if there is a Bloemfontein Celtic one day, then what?
Yeah, but the people of Bloem would welcome a second team in Bloem, and I can tell
what's
you,
the first team in Bloem?
Well, there's Marumo Gallants there.
Are they Bloemfontein based?
Siwelele sa Marumo.
They're not a Bloemfontein team.
Well, yeah. Well, they've been based there last season. They still
last season.
Yeah, there's a big player that is actually traveling there to complete. You know,
signing
tomorrow. So
with Marumo Gallants now.
With Marumo Gallants.
Okay, who's that player?
Yeah. Are we getting into the?
We are in it. We started. We started on fire. And when you wanted me to say hi, Mtogo, welcome to the show. No, yeah. We are there. Which big player
look,
is signing?
Jason Clifford has been linked to Orlando Pirates. I can confirm that today he put pen to paper for Marumo Gallants.
So that's the first reveal. First fire shot of Mtokozo Sidube. Repeat the name again.
Jason Clifford played his football in Bulgaria. His contract came to an end yesterday. Today he signed for Marumo Gallants.
In Bloemfontein?
There were links. He was being linked to Pirates, but Marumo have signed him.
That's a big story. That's a big signing. There's bigger stories and bigger signings to come. Mtogo, good to have you.
Always a joy, man.
Good evening, Mr. Rob. It's Hulufelang here, and good evening to the MSW shoulders. We've been seeing some very interesting developments, but more than most, I think I'm very much excited for what is to come in the upcoming transfer window, which has already commenced. In as much as there is a lot of excitement around the players, but in terms of the coaches, you know, the rumors of either Ernst Middendorp or Gavin Hunt joining in on Durban City. Yay, there's also Makesi searching for a coach. Which rumors of those can he confirm that, you know what, this is what is happening in terms of the coaches? And outside of those two teams that I can think of at the top of my head, that is number one. And number two, based on the PSL buying and selling of statuses, SuperSport United is dead and gone. Is there going to be another Betway Premiership team that is going to sell their status to a Cape Town City? That's what I want to find out from you, Mr. Mto Dube. Great as always. Thanks.
I said to Mto, you know what, because of time and how it quickly it flies here, we're going to dive straight into those.
Yeah.
Is Gavin Hunt the solution to Durban City?
Look, solution is a bit of a big one. Very surprised by the decision to let go of Simo Dlala. I thought they would beef up, invest in the squad, give him the quality, you know, bring in someone experienced next to him just to, you know, guide him in the Betway Premiership. Because he understands that team, he knows that team. When you bring in a new coach, do they understand the squad that you have? Are you going to sign, you know, are you going to make a lot of changes that would sort of suit the way that they want to play? So for me, I don't think he's a solution. Also, look at where he's coming from at SuperSport. They almost went down, you know. So solution, no.
But who is going to coach Durban City?
Gavin Hunt.
With who?
Look, Ernst Middendorp would come in as a technical director, which, yeah.
Middendorp and Gavin Hunt?
Very...
Under one roof?
Under one roof, yes.
Gavin Hunt and Middendorp.
Gavin Hunt and Middendorp in under one roof, yeah.
Okay,
very interesting.
Let me catch my breath, sorry.
Good evening, Mr. Marawa, and to the Mr. W. Shoras, and good evening to Mtogo Sisitube. The wait is over, Mr. Marawa, as the transfer window is finally open. And it's so interesting to see teams like Orlando Pirates and KZ Chiefs, you know, being active in the transfer markets and busy unveiling players. Yeah, it shows that next season, yeah, those teams are going to challenge Mamelodi Sundowns. And I just want to find out if It's true that Fawaz Basadin of Stellenbosch is heading to Mamelodi Sundowns. And if Loach is returning back to the club after a successful loan spell at Wydad, I just want to find out if is he returning back to Mamelodi Sundowns or Wydad have opted to buy him permanently. Yeah, that's all I want to find out then in Eswatini.
Danny, thank you so much. Eswatini, thank you very much indeed. An important question about Loach. His star is shining right now.
Yeah, look, obviously he's done very well in at Wydad, and there is a lot of interest in him outside South Africa. But obviously still a Sundowns player, so he goes back to Sundowns and whoever wants him will have to buy him from Sundowns. And I can tell you the price has gone up.
By how much?
Significantly. I was actually speaking to an agent who does business in Saudi Arabia. Who's actually looking at bringing him. I think they tried before he went to Wydad. And he was telling me that it does look like even the player's demands, I mean, obviously because of what he's done at the FIFA Club World Cup. But he remains a Sundowns player, obviously, with a year left on his contract.
And obviously he would not play for Sundowns because I think that is done for him. He would always welcome a move outside of Sundowns, which is what it looks like it's going to be happening. Basadin, any news?
Look, Basadin as well, there is interest from Sundowns. He's definitely a player that they are looking at, but nothing concrete at this point. I know previously there was links with Chiefs, but Chiefs have gone and they've signed Nkanso Shinga, from Alveca in Portugal, paid quite a good sum. I know Chiefs fans have been saying their team doesn't bind, but they did pay a transfer fee, the 25-year-old left-back Nkanso Shinga.
Mike McCabe, this is a very interesting one because there was always this talk that, but it's obviously nothing scientific. It's just fans who've always pointed a finger at Mike McCabe and said that he hates Kaizer Chiefs. Those are the words. Mike has had to deal with that many, many a time, the hate word. And then all of a sudden, a player that he's now saying he could have taken to Orlando Pirates lands at Kaizer Chiefs because the player wants to go to Kaizer Chiefs and the deal is done.
Yeah. Very interesting because I think on the 30th of April, I interviewed Ethan Chislett. He was still a Port Vale player at the time. And he did say to me, listen, where I am now, I feel it's the right time for me to come back to South Africa. There's a very interesting story around his return to South Africa. His grandfather passed on early this year. He played for the South African national team. His father shed a tear as we spoke about, because I was asking him to say, but why now? Because there's interest for Ethan in Scotland. Motherwell wanted him in Scotland. Wigan Athletic wanted him in England. Why now? And he did say that the club that he would love to play for is Kaizer Chiefs. But obviously there were other offers. Skukuna United were very, very close also, but eventually it was Chiefs that got him. I do know Mike has spoken about Pirates and Sundowns. I think Sundowns, But the player initially indicated that he really wanted to go to Chiefs. And so I don't think that is true that Mike doesn't like Chiefs. But you know how football fans are.
Munyane, has he been unveiled officially?
Look, Munyane has not been unveiled officially, but I've got Scorpions as well. They tell me that he's doing very well, in their training. In fact, one of my Scorpions was telling me that this guy could actually prove to be the best signing that Chiefs have made if he obviously stays injury-free. Comes in that right-back position, I think they really wanted to fill it. And where he's coming from, one feels that he was looked at as a player from development, never really given that respect. Mm-hmm. But now he's in an environment where he wants to prove himself, And there's excitement inside, Kaizer Chiefs. When you speak to football players, when a new player comes in, they will tell you, no, Lengwe Nyimnandi or Lengwe. Yeah, no, they are saying Munyane is looking really, really good.
And I think what he's doing as well, outside of what they do at training, he's been visually and visibly doing his own training.
Yeah.
Taking it to such an extent that they, some of these players even end up doing yoga and things that we never dreamt we would see them doing. But it's that effort that I always say that makes a big difference. What about Tumako?
Look, Pasika Mako as well, he's been training with the team. Of course, both of them haven't been, you know, unveiled, preparing obviously for the pre-season camp, which I think they're leaving on Thursday for the Netherlands. But yeah, look, it's going to be a bit tricky for him. He needs to stay injury free. There is competition. A younger player in Kanji Soshinga who's 25, you know, so he needs to stay injury free, sure, you know, to be able to compete in that position. I do know he has a slight knock, but look, hopefully he's able to fight and prove that he's still good. I mean, he's played in Bafana before. Mm-hmm. When you play for a Kaizer Chiefs, you know, there's not too many players that have made it into Bafana. So he will have to prove himself and, you know, get back into the national team.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to Pramtogo. Pramtogo, quick one. Do you perhaps know if Terah Maliwa is responsible or involved with the signings that are being made by Kaizer Chiefs? Because I believe we need to allow a leverage of that man's expertise, because Kaizer Chiefs management must acknowledge that everyone can sign players, but those with expertise have got the necessary knowledge to sign suitable players. And Kaizer Chiefs have not been great on that. You look at the story that you broke down of Ubongani Sam leaving Chiefs without kicking a ball, and Aburanga and Dove, who left the club without making any meaningful contribution. And I just want to also find out if Justice Figueredo will be reuniting with coach Sinathemba Badela at Chiba United. And lastly, Moses Mutembu, will he still be playing at Richards Bay next season? Because I think he's one player that needs to be considered by big teams because of his involvement with the team last season. Thank you so much, Tebogoye.
Teboko, thank you so much. You're ready to fire?
Yeah. So quite interesting. I'm just going to start with the one very interesting one. I can confirm that Justice Figueredo has arrived in Port Elizabeth to join Chipa United. Yeah. A lot of changes that you know, Chipa is making. They've brought in a youthful sporting director, Sinesi Pomali, brought in a youthful coach, Themba Badela. So yes, Figueredo reuniting with Themba Badela, who's assisted by Musa Nyatam. I think that's a very interesting project. The direction that they are taking, you know, bringing in a young sporting director who's brought in a young technical team. They've gone to Sundowns. They've gotten the performance analyst, Prinil Dean. He left Sundowns recently. They also got a sports scientist who previously worked with Orlando Pirates. So you can see they are putting together a very formidable technical team. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you know, the chairman will let the sporting director do his work.
And Maliwa?
Maliwa, yes. You can see, you know, that there is a scout in you know, someone who's got experience on the continent. I mean, look at the kind of signings that they're making. I don't think anyone knew Flavio Silva. You know, no one would have thought of Flavio Silva, and he's another player that I've heard good things about from, you know, the new teammates, to say he's got pace, he's aggressive, he's strong, you know, he's a poacher, you know, in the box. So I think that shows you that there is some scouting happening.
Yeah.
And you can see in this transfer window, Chiefs have done something very, very interesting. In the past, they've been given hefty prizes when they tried signing a Pasadin, for instance. Mm. They've gone to Portugal and they've signed Nkani Soshinga, you know, young, hungry, you know, he still has a lot to prove. Spent, I think, almost 10 years in Portugal. They've gone to England. They've gotten an Ethan Chislett.
Yeah.
I've also had really, really good things. While I was sitting there, I was talking to one of the players and they were raving on about, you know, Ethan, how Ethan is combining with Thabo Tsele. So you can see there is scouting. I think it's the impact of someone, having someone like Terah Maliwa.
Yeah, okay. And Imeo Gon, I mean, he kind of snubbed the local teams, decides to go play the German second tier.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I do know there was interest, you know, from Kaizer Chiefs. He's a player that they were looking at. His contract obviously came to an end June 30. And, I mean, with what's happening with SuperSport, there was no new contract for him. But it was clear that what he wanted was to go overseas. You know, we know he's previously been to Ukraine for a trial, finally getting this move to the second tier in Germany. I mean, for a 21-year-old defender, I think it's the right kind of move. Look, he's obviously going to grow and develop further. I mean, he's a quality defender. We've seen him making a debut for Bafana Bafana. He's chosen Bafana over Nigeria, which is a good thing, obviously. So I think that's a very good move for
a quick
for
the one. Is the Sundowns coach going to survive? Will he be coaching Sundowns next season?
It does look like he will. I think after the CAF Champions League final, for a moment I thought maybe. But I think when you look at the way that they performed at the FIFA Club World Cup, so, you know, some good performances, obviously just falling short and not making to the round of 16. But I do think that he definitely is going to stay.
He's going to survive. All right, Cape Town City. John Committers gave an indication in not so many words. We don't have too many words and minutes left. Where do you see him buying a status if it gets to that?
Very interesting. Status. I'm trying to think in the Betway Premiership, who would be selling? I can't think of too many teams that could sell. I mean, with SuperSport gone, Look, I was speaking to someone yesterday and they were saying that he's of the mind that let me invest in the team and get it back to the Betway Premiership as quick as possible, which...
Never going to happen.
You think so?
Never going
to
happen.
Oh, let's see.
I mean, would he likely push an orbit to say, here's money, you guys go back to familiar territory, here's a chunk of money, I want to become...
Look... Very much possible. Someone mentioned something almost similar a week ago. Okay. Quite interesting. Your Scorpions.
Okay. I was gonna say something else, but when are you back, though? Because we need this on a regular basis. It's an exciting time of the off-season, which is transfer window.
Yeah.
Can we book a slot when we're back again next week?
Yeah, with the welcome that you gave me today, I can be back even tomorrow.
And you're going to post that on social media. You long deserve that, my friend. For a post, follow that, guys, every single day, because breaking news happens there more often than anything breaks. So thank you so much, Mtokozo Sitube, for popping in. We'll see you again next week.
Always a joy, man. Thank you.